Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home overlooking the beautiful lake, Bulshos Lake. And with me today is Dr. Gary Wood giving his testimony of going to heaven. I said yesterday that Brother Hagin came into my office one day when I was doing his books and said, when two ages meet, we're coming to the end of an age and the beginning of another. When two ages meet, it's not just that everything is different, like you step over a log suddenly. He said, that age, God begins to give a witness of it in this age. And he said, shortly before Jesus comes, there will be an increase in the manifestation of angels. There will also be an increase in people going to heaven and coming back and giving the report of that place. Some, he said, will be death experiences and resurrection. That was your case.
Yes, ma'am.
Or it might be a near-death experience, or then some people are just going there and coming back.
Yes.
And it's becoming, he said to me, then you are to write a book about it. And Gary, so many of you have written your own books.
Yes.
But what I may do is kind of take a little bit out of this one, a little bit out of that one. So today we're beginning with, what was the date on earth that you went to heaven?
Well, it was December the 23rd, 1966, and I had been at college in Plainview, Texas, and I was returning back home where I lived in a town called Farmington, New Mexico. And it was the semester break, and my cousin called me on the phone and said, hey, we're going to have a reunion of high school classmates. And he said, just come over to the house tonight, bring my little sister Sue, and we're just going to have a good time. We're just going to have a party, and, you know, talk about what's happening in everybody's life. And so we went. My father allowed me to borrow his Oldsmobile station wagon. They don't make cars like that anymore. And they built that car like a tank. And so I took my little sister, and we were excited. And there was no drinking. There was no drugs. Just good, clean fun. Had a lot of good laughs and memories and played some games. And the party broke up 10:25, and we started home. Now, Farmington, New Mexico was in the midst of a big oil field boom. And it was also snowing that night. And the lights in the houses that you could see were glistening. And, you know, Christmas spirit was in the atmosphere. And my little sister had a beautiful, melodious soprano voice. And she began to sing Silent Night, Holy Night. I loved to hear her sing. And I was just anticipating spending Christmas with the family when all of a sudden she let out a blood-curdling scream. And I turned, and in just that instant, everything in my life was to forever be dramatically changed. Mm-hmm. I later learned we crashed in the back of a 10-ton record truck.
You never saw it.
I never saw it. It was covered in oil because of the oil field boom. And it was just parked illegally on the edge of the highway. And my little sister saw it. It was going full force, full steam. She saw a reflection in the bumper of the headlights. She attempted to warn me, but it was just like crashing into a brick wall. Now, Sister Billy, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, God has set eternity in the hearts of men. Mm-hmm. But we don't even begin to comprehend what I began to witness and see. The first thing that happened was I felt this sharp, searing pain in my upper facial features. I learned later my nose was cut off my face by the steering wheel, or the turn signal indicator. The steering wheel crashed into my larynx, producing suffocation. My vocal cords were severed. My neck was broken in three places, C1, C2, C3. And anyway, from a result of all of those massive injuries, I instantly died. And death was just like stepping out of your clothes, laying them aside. Now, there was a little pain at first, very little, and then it was just no pain whatsoever. And I stepped in my body just like you'd lay your clothes down at night after you take them off. I rose above the top of the car. My whole life instantly passes before my eyes. I begin to see things.
Scenes.
scenes of my life.
Like, you saw them.
I saw them as vivid. Like one time I was playing with matches.
Was it like you were in that scene? Absolutely. Or it was just like a screen?
It was like a movie screen. It was just scrolling by it, just going by. But I saw it I was doing it. I was playing in my dad's barn one time and accidentally took some matches and caught part of it on fire, and I saw him disciplining me as a result of that, and that was just very vivid and just very things like that. And
how many of these scenes did you see?
It was like my whole life.
Your whole life.
Up until that particular point where I had been adopted. I was abandoned as a young boy. Mm-hmm. And these parents adopted me, went through the legal process to change my name legally. And I saw the whole process. I saw my graduation at high school. I saw me leaving, going to college, just the whole scenario. But it's like in a blink of an eye. But it was very real. But then angels came.
And, now, what did they look like? And how many were there?
I would say there was about six of them, beautiful, had wings like feathers, mm-hmm. tall, masculine, very strong. But they put the wings underneath me. And
so when you came out of your body, are you standing up or are you lying down?
I'm standing up. And they just lifted me up. I just came up out of the car, and I'm standing up, and then they just put the wings up under my arms and under my legs, and then they just begin to lift me up.
Did they carry you together? Like did they make a group and carry you, or did one?
There was a couple in the front and two in the back,
okay,
and two on the side. And so it's like a...
Did you go up? Did you have the sense of going up?
Just started going straight up. And I was walking, going through a hallway, like it's the best way I can describe it.
So you were suddenly there.
It was narrow at first. It seemed like it was just a little while, and then it began to widen and widen and widen. And uh-huh. a light was very bright, but it wasn't blinding.
Uh-huh.
It didn't blind me. And so then suddenly I was just there, standing at the bottom of a hill. And the grass was so lush, very, very thick. And all over the grass was diamonds, like dew, just mm-hmm. reflecting. Now, when I would take a step, there would be no indentions where I was stepping. The grass literally would come all the way through my feet. I didn't crush it. Okay, I look up and see this city. It's laid out.
Is it far away?
It's like the top of a hill.
You're
it's like
on you're a the hillside. Bottom of a hill. You're on a green hillside.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's kind of like grass and trees, maybe?
Yes, ma'am. All kinds of beautiful
like a
trees.
Park, like a paradise.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then you see a city somewhere in the distance.
It's like at the top of a hill. Like your house here is on the top of a mountain. It's uh-huh. The city is at the top of a hill. And I just start walking up towards there. I wasn't tired, didn't grow weary, didn't get short of breath in doing that.
Did you notice what you were wearing?
I was wearing exactly what I had on that night
you
when
were.
I left my
uh-huh.
jeans and whatever shirt I had on, the mm-hmm. Jacket. And anyway, I was just walking up, and I saw the city laid out in the form of a square, and the bottom foundation was solid jasper. Jasper in the Bible stands for diamonds and the glory of God. That's what it stands for. So the very first foundation that I saw that's the foundation of this city is pure, solid diamonds. And then Revelation, the book of Revelation, tells us all the other foundational mm-hmm. stones, which are the very stones found in the high priest's breastplate.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the scripture is in Exodus chapter 28, if I remember right. But you can read over there and you can see those exact stones. And those are the stones of those 12 foundations. There were 12, and each of those had the names of the 12 apostles. There were 12 gates, and they had the names of the 12 tribes of Israel inscribed upon them, and they were solid pearl. Jesus Christ is referred to as the pearl of great price. Now, there are 12 of them, which means it's accessible from anywhere. anywhere in the earth. Mm-hmm. And it's located, the Bible says in Job, I believe it's 26:7, it's located towards the north. Psalm 48 verifies that. Mm-hmm. And God
in the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
And God hung it up on nothing because there's nothing that could sustain the magnitude of this city. I gave my testimony at a Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting in Florida many years ago. And a man came up to me and he said, I was responsible with others to put the first man on the moon. Was it John Glenn or whoever it was? I believe it, one of those.
On the moon, yeah.
On the moon. He was
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong, there it is. And he said, I was responsible. And he said, I want to give you the dimensions. He said, we've equated it according to the Bible and what the Word of God says. And he said, it's 780,000 stories high. He said it's 2.7 billion cubic miles at its base of circumference. He said that there's enough room to comfortably accommodate 100,000 million people. That's more people than have ever lived on planet Earth at any one time. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this magnificent city. From the inside of the city, Sister Billy, Jesus is the light of the city. And Jesus' light reflects off of these 12 foundational stones. Mm. So you get a prism.
A prism effect as you look.
Yes, ma'am. And so you get intense colors like I cannot describe here upon the earth. All I can say is, and the beauty of your house here where we're sitting making this recording today is so inspiring. But the colors of heaven are so deep, so rich, so intense, far, far more than anything here upon this earth.
You know, Gary, some of the people who have been to heaven have come back, even some artists, say that there are colors there that we don't have on earth.
Absolutely. I saw that and I don't know what to say. Because
you don't know what to call them, do you?
Because there's a rainbow of colors and we know usually what those colors are.
Uh-huh.
Red, yellow. There's different colors. I saw that. I saw the rainbow around God's throne that I'll describe a little bit. And it was an emerald, but it would change. And I think in the faucet of how God would move around. But I can't describe those colors, sister.
And the gemstones.
Yes.
The beautiful gemstones that are the foundation. God loves beauty. I get to live in a beautiful place. And I say to the Lord sometimes, oh Lord, it is so beautiful here. I just walk around thankful.
Yes.
And I say, and this is under the curse.
Exactly.
This is under the curse. There's so much beauty in God that even under the curse you can't hide it.
Exactly.
So when we see pure, unadulterated beauty, oh glory. Gary, we're going to see whether or not you gained entrance to that city. Okay. Dr. Gary Wood is with us this week. He has a book, A Place Called Heaven. His ministry is Post Office Box 1649, Sugarland, Texas 77487. Shalom from us. Until tomorrow, when we go into that beautiful city.